Ah, yes, well, I'd known George for a while, but not really closely. And one day I'm trying to record his voice, and I think, oh yes, he's 50 metres beyond that big tree down there. And I'm walking towards him, and suddenly there I see him. Closer than I ever imagined, so I thought, your hearing's going, you need hearing aids. George has a very powerful voice, and George getting very close, it was just on the threshold of painful, the loudness of the voice. And then a line of sight opened up, and then he went into full display, lifted his tail up over his head and body. Suddenly transformed, he was this bright silvery white, and in the middle, under the tail, there is a triangle, quite spectacular. It's like a target with this red spot against the white background. George's feet are extremely powerful and very large. George's feet. But if George were to grab you and he wanted to hang on, you couldn't by yourself prise his toes loose. Tremendously powerful feet. George performs on platforms of thin vines lying crisscrossed loosely on the ground, and when he is displaying and singing, he's stepping from one foot to the other on this quite often. It's a dance. George, in a manner of speaking, is a good dancer. Well, perhaps, but George, George, sorry about that. George does three beats to the bar, and you see him positioning himself on these vines. He picks one vine up with a foot and tests it, and then when he goes into these rhythmic notes, he's tapping that vine on the one below. Strongly rhythmical, in perfect time. In a manner of speaking, George is doing it in perfect time. So I argue that he's tapping vines together, he's virtually using rhythm sticks, a musical instrument, and very likely they're the only wild birds in the world that do this. Yes, well, in a way, in a manner of speaking, George, while his dancing is fairly simple, you could say that he's a waltz king. Well, the Gronking song has got that name because they make a very loud gronk, gronk. It's a very peculiar thing. people say that Albert's lyrebirds are mimicking dog barking. They're low frequency sounds, so they carry better through the rainforest than the high frequency stuff, and you can hear them at quite a distance. They're very loud. George's performances. ...40 minutes sometimes. And you wonder why...